welcome all agents, trainers, Pikmin bloomers, Peridot keepers, lightship pilots, eighth wall advertisers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Thank you for choosing the Wayspotters podcast. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network. Today is Friday, August the 4th. We've got a great show planned for you today. We are exactly 2 weeks out from New York City Go Fest. At the time of recording, by the time you're listening to this, it's less than 2 weeks. 2 weeks out from the end of Go Fest. So, speaking of Go Fest and who's going to be at Go Fest, with me as always is Jamal. Hey, Jamal, how's it going?
Hey, man. 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to it. I need to start packing my bags and getting ready. It's exciting. I'm looking all over X or Twitter or whatever we're calling it these days. And I see the Wayfarer team is in New York and in Japan, and they're meeting with explorers and wayfinders out there. And I'm excited to get our turn. Yes. So I'm really excited for New York coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I got a bunch of people that I know that are in London right now. I think their day's today, maybe tomorrow. But I asked them to go and check out the wayfinders, the wayfinders booth to let me know how it is, because it looks cool.
Ken with hair from our Discord is there right now. I don't know if he's checking out what's going on with Wayfarer, but he is in London right now. And I saw that Tib and looks like Tintino are in Japan. I did not recognize who was in London, but it looks like those two were in Japan. So,
nice. I think the one in London is a couple of the ambassadors.
I believe. Oh, Pokemon trainer Jay
and Eli just trying. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Well,
I think that's who is in London.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Chris. If everybody is at Go Fest, who's watching the ship? Isn't there a bunch of abuse going on? Who's
there is like, a bunch of
who's watching the boiling water on the kitchen stove right now?
Somebody is, because and we'll talk about this later, but I got a response to my abuse report, and I am super stoked to talk about it.
Awesome. Well, should we jump into the news?
I was just going to say, before we get to that, let's jump into the news, because I got a pretty big one this week.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
So, if you were a member of the Monster Hunter Now beta and you had a Wayfarer account, your Wayfarer account probably got reset to absolute zero. Yeah.
No. That's painful. No way.
Yeah. I'm going to pull up the article, but a couple people started reporting. They were just like, my Wayfarer account is zero. And they quickly realized, oh no. So Tintino posted on the forums, hello explorers, thank you to those who have reported issues regarding their Wayfarer data being reset. The Wayfarer team is aware and the fix is top priority. On July 31st, maintenance issue impacted Wayfarer accounts linked to Monster Hunter Now. This issue caused data on some explorers' accounts to be reset. The engineering team is currently working on a fix, and then yada, yada, yada.
Yikes.
So beta bad.
Beta bad.
I read that. No, it was terrible. Mm. But sometimes in these betas, they're just like, all right, we've changed something that you guys reported that you didn't like or that wasn't working. So now we have to reset everyone's account to zero again to make it fair and work. And you know how Niantic is with resetting accounts and stuff.
Could you imagine like having your account completely reset? I'd be like, no, no. But then being me, I'd be like, hey, Tintino, I actually had 9 upgrades. When you guys reset it, it only went back to 2. Like, dude, what's going on? Where's my other 7?
That's great. That's amazing. Yeah. I had 97 upgrades. What are you talking about? 4.
Hey, how many are you over 50 right now? Are you still over 50 upgrades?
Every time you ask me this, you don't like the answer. I think I just earned my 50th. Oh, goodness. I am at 50 right now because I used some. And I'm at 98%, so I'll have 51 probably by the end of the day.
Jeez. So, as an aside, I know you've got a jam-packed show, but as an aside, there was someone in our community, Just Will, co-host of the Special Conditions podcast. If you're not listening to Special Conditions, go do so. Was in Hawaii a few months back and made some nominations there and had never gone back in and taken them off hold. So he posted in the Discord the other day, he went in and took them off hold and put them in queue, and they were accepted within 24 hours. And I'm like, stop bragging. You sound like Chris. Some of us have nominations from November of 2022, and you put this damn thing through and it goes in 24 hours. I'm like, just stop it. You're hurting my feelings.
I saw that. And it was funny because right before I saw that, I had an approval come through that was like 2 days old. And I felt like putting it in there. I'm like, eh, I'm not gonna poke the bear.
Yeah.
But anyhow. Somebody asked me, some people in my community were like, hey, can you go out and do some roots? Because you're like the only one in the area that can do them. So I went out and did a couple, and I found like a footbridge along the path that they wanted me to do. So I put that in. Nice. And now it's
pokey stuff. Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be one of my number one questions when we talk to Niantic is, what do you guys having in Charlotte, North Carolina? Like, seriously, like, can a brother get some help in Charlotte? Like, I don't understand how things go through in 24 hours in Hawaii and it takes 6 months in Charlotte. Like, I will never understand that. So anyhow, you've got a jam packed show.
There are some areas that are just crazy.
Yep.
Okay. So let's jump into topic number one. Curbing Wayfarer abuse, specifically in Pokemon Go. Because we talked last week and no one's using Ingress to abuse Pogo. Like, I shouldn't say no one, right. But
fewer people are using Ingress to abuse.
Fewer people.
Yes. And you kicked over a hornet's nest, my friend.
I did kick over a hornet's nest, and I got some... I had some pretty pointed remarks directed at me. Sarah Amanda. Yeah.
She went for your throat.
She went for, and you know what? And rightfully so. Because she brought up some points that I hadn't considered. So I wanted to kind of dedicate some time for A, me to clear the air, and for B, for us to have a discussion over what we think needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Right.
So I hadn't considered raising the level cap to level 40 would impact rural trainers. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's kind of like I had my I'm a city boy blinders on, and I hadn't considered that. So I apologize to any rural trainers out there who are between level 37 and level 40. I didn't mean to kind of take Wayfarer away from you. Or potentially take Wayfarer away from you.
To be completely honest, when we got in that conversation, we got on a roll, and I think we were mostly considering people who were using bots and spoofing, and how easy it is if you're using a bot to get to 37. But what I don't think we took into consideration is how difficult it is to get to 37 if you live in a rural area without a lot of spawns or Pokestops or gyms. So it shouldn't be that easy for spoofers, and it shouldn't be that hard for the rural trainer.
Exactly, right? So I know someone who is a friend of mine who's been away from Pogo for a long time. And I convinced them to come back to the game. And I said, now is a really good time for you to come back because it's 5 times experience for spinning brand new Pokestops. And you haven't played since 2017 or 2018, I think it was. And I said, just go to, like, drive down to the city, pop a couple of lucky eggs, and you'll get to, like, level 25, 30 in no time.
In no time
at all. They were level 5. They were level 5 when they quit.
Mm-hmm.
They are level 38 now.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So that really drove home the point with me because they did was they popped lucky eggs and went for a huge walk, spun a bunch of stops. And
But Chris, I think that still echoes the point. I think that still echoes the point that you can get to level 37. Again, I don't want to sound gatekeeperish, but you can get to level 37 like your friend there and still not have a good idea of the map. Or what's a good nomination, what's not a good nomination, popping a lucky egg, getting some friends, spinning a bunch of stops, getting 5 times XP doesn't really help you, where grinding to level 10 in Ingress, you kind of get that understanding. So Yeah. You have on the notes here. So you put on here level 37 with a bunch of exclamation points. And yeah. I think you're right. But right under that is something that I think is a really good point you brought up is the number of agreements. You said 5,000 and we both got feedback. You probably got more than me that like 5,000, I think what one person said was ridiculous. And I think what you said, it might be a little too much. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Yes. So 5,000 is a bit much. I think that I got a couple of DMs on Twitter and they were like, really, you want me to get 5,000 agreements before? I was like, yeah, you know, and to my credit, I realized later on in the show that 5,000 might be too much. So, but I do think that there needs to be some sort of agreement cap. Like you have to get to a certain point where you get a certain number of agreements so that you get an understanding of what is a good waste bot and what's not, right? So if you're in there and you're reviewing and you're saying, hey, you know, I'm going to approve this and that, and this and that, and then your agreement rating is 50%, you're going to stop and go, okay, hold on, what am I doing wrong? And you're going to look at the criteria again, right? Or you're going to reach out to us or the Discords or whatever, right?
Right.
So the silver medal is 500.
Yeah, 500.
Maybe that's good. 1,000 is the gold medal. Right?
Well, I wanted to bring up one point to you. And tell me what you think about this. So in my area, it takes forever for things to go through. So my agreements go along a little slower from you to get to 0 to 100. In your area, someone nominates something and you vote on it and it goes through in 24 hours. So you're going to get an agreement a lot faster than it will in my area. So how would your recommendation potentially affect people in an area like Charlotte, where it takes a lot longer to go through? It might take me months to get 1,000 agreements, but somebody in your part of Canada, it might take them 9 days, 10 days to get 1,000 agreements just because things get processed a lot faster. So I know you can't make a situation for every situation, but what would you... That was my question. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You don't want to make it so much that it's 7-8 months and then people are level 40 just by default, right? While they wait for their agreements. So it's tough. You'd have to make it high enough that you can't do it in a day, but low enough that you're not impacting people from progressing at all, right? So maybe 250, halfway to silver, I think would be good, because you do 50 to 100 reviews a day, like even 50,
right
and if you've got like a 60% agreement rate, you can do that in a week or so, and then you just gotta wait for the agreements to trickle through, right? And maybe Niantic has it set up so that they have like a pipeline of agreements that are close. Like you only get waste bot reviews that are close to resolution.
That's a good point. You, right? Yeah, that's a good point.
And maybe you don't get them just from your area, because you're a new wayfinder. You get like a wider area of reviews, right? From a bigger area, from maybe your whole country, or maybe like a 500,000 mile radius. And you get stuff that are close. That way you get feedback real quick.
That's good. Cause see, the reason I was going to bring that up is, so I made a nomination on the 3rd of January, 2023. It's been in voting for months, right? So a newer wayfinder in my area will go through and vote on that. Now, it hasn't been decision, so they're not going to get that agreement point. I'm just hoping that it's going to go through. They're not going to get that agreement point. We're in August, right? Who knows when it's going to go through? So let's say they're in an area like mine and there's things that are in voting. It's going to take a long time for them to get to 1,000 or get to 250. I don't think reviews is a good way to do it, because you can just go through and spam reviews. It probably has to be kind of a hybrid thing, but that would be Niantic would have to have some way to kind of know who's trying to get there and to feed them something that's close.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
What if Niantic has 1,000 waste spots that they have curated, 2,000 waste spots that they have curated and said, these are good nominations. They're going to pull them out, right? Stuff that's already been resolved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they feed you, the new Wayfinder, those as reviews. So they know what the answer should be.
So honeypots, essentially.
Honeypots, right. So they feed you 200. You go in and you do 200 reviews, 300 reviews. Niantic already knows the answer to them because they've curated and they've reviewed them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What if they feed you these 300 reviews and you have to have a certain agreement percentage at the end of
it?
Like you have to agree with Niantic on a certain percentage, like 70%.
I think you just brought up, right? A good point. 60-70%. An elongated test. Like an additional test. Right. Yes. An additional test.
And
not the test to get qualified, but a test to get certified.
Certified, yep. So that way that'll curb the bots from just going in and saying yes, right? Right. And you'd have to actually sit and think. And I think it should be something that takes a couple of days. Like you have to sit down for a couple of sessions. Like you can do X number of reviews today. And then once you've hit your 50 or 100 or whatever, it'll stop you and say, thank you. We're reviewing your results. Come back tomorrow. You can do some more.
Oh, what about a 100 question test? Okay, we're way off. We're way off the show notes right now. We are so far off the show notes right now. But what about a 100 question test and you can only do 25 per day and you have to score 80%? Total, right? So Monday you can do 25, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you get your results on Friday, but you have to be 80% to the curated 100, right? So they're from wherever they want to do 100 honeypots, however, and you have to do your initial Wayfarer test with the 10 questions, and then you click a button and you say, I am ready to do the real test, to go through the 100 and start the process now. So you do it over 4 days because you want to build that muscle memory of logging into Wayfarer every day. And then if you score 80 out of 100, then you're good to go. I don't think that's too gatekeeper-ish, but I think that's enough to say, you know, you are going to be a good steward of the game board now because you've gone through this and you've gone through that. And they put some things in there that are like on the line, over the line, in the gray area, what's a few meters between friends. They kind of cover all of the situations. And here's the other thing that just popped into my head. Niantic has like 500 of these. So somebody can't screen record and drop it in Reddit. It's random. So they go through, somebody spends a time and maybe it's 1,000 and you get a random 100 out of those 1,000.
Yep.
So there's really no way you can go and cheat. Now, I know I'm spending a whole lot of Niantic's time and money here, but I think that's something that would work.
I think you're right. And I think that's a fantastic idea. And here's the thing, right? So on your, I don't want this posted on Reddit kind of thing. What if they constantly are changing this, right? Because they do their own reviews all the time.
Right.
Right. So what if like every month or so, I'm going to take out these 20 or 30 and I'm going to put in 20 or 30 more, or I'm going to take out these 15 and that one's going to go, this one's going to come in. That way, if someone does post it on Reddit 2 months from now, it's useless.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's a great idea.
And if you've got 1,000 of them, no one's gonna go post 1,000 reviews on Reddit. That Reddit thread would be huge. No one's reading that.
Well, somebody might, but
somebody might.
It wouldn't be me.
yeah, definitely not. No. And I think that would be a good way for Niantic to kind of, I hate to use the word gatekeep, but that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It would be keeping the people who are A, want to abuse Wayfarer, or B, just wouldn't be good Wayfarers to begin with, keeping them out of the system.
Right? Well, what if we don't use the word gatekeeper? What if we use, how about this? I'm coining a new term now. Wayfarer bouncer.
Ooh,
not a gatekeeper, but a bouncer, because a bouncer's job is to let the good people into the club and keep the people you don't want in the club outside. Right? So
keep the riffraff outside. Yeah.
Gatekeeper has a very negative connotation to it, but everybody knows a bouncer's doing their job. So we could be the bouncers of Wayfarer.
That's, I think that's a fantastic idea. And And then this way you're not, because so my show notes, just for full disclosure, that my show notes and my original thoughts on all of this was we need to curb people who just play Pogo out of, like, because that's where the bots are. So people right. create bots for Pogo. They Pogo, they bought them with themselves to 37 and then they stop, right? Because right. you don't need to go past 37. Exactly. Whereas in Ingress, you need to get to like level 8 for edits and then 9 for something else. And then 10 is like the gate for nominating waste bots. And you're not going to bot Ingress to level 10.
Right.
It's just the people just don't do it, right? So,
I mean, there's so many things that you have to do to get to level 10 in Ingress that a bot can't support. It's just not feasible. Yeah, exactly. It's not feasible at all.
So we had originally planned on discussing, like, and you know, maybe Niantic kind of implements a couple of these, so I think it's still worth talking about.
Yeah, let's go.
Like, the original thought was maybe you kind of, because there's badges in Pogo, right? Like, you have a bunch of badges and there's different levels to every badge, and in Ingress, if you don't play Ingress, in order to get past some of the higher levels, you have to have a certain number of bronze badges, a certain number of silver, gold, and platinum and onyx badges, right? Mm-hmm. So you actually can't, you can't just go and get a bunch of AP and there you go, like in Pogo,
right?
Which they implemented like from 41 to 50, but as it was mentioned earlier, that's not a good idea. Right. Raising the level cap for Wayfair, bad idea. Smack myself in the wrist there. But like, I wanted to come up with a way to make sure that people were, you know, getting out and exploring waste spots mm-hmm. that are already in the game to get a good idea of what should be in the game. And we've talked before about just because it's in the game doesn't mean that it's eligible now. Right? So, right.
Yep.
The Sightseer badge is spin unique Pokestops, right? And I still don't know how that one platinum. Wow, I'm only 14 away from platinum on that one finally.
Okay, but you're getting close.
Like the silver Sightseer one is 100. So I kind of floated that one as an idea, saying, hey, maybe in order to unlock Wayfair, you have to have the silver Sightseer badge. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Saramanda was like, oh, well, what about rural people? What if they don't have 100 spots? I'm like, yes, but if you're rural and you're trying to get to the level 37, chances are you're going to visit a big city at some point.
Exactly.
In order to get the experience, because you need to, in order to get the experience to get to level 37, now that they've nerfed remote raids.
Right? Well, what I'll do to back up your argument there, Chris, not to cut you off, but if you play Ingress, it's the same thing. You're going to have to visit a city at some point. So it's not like it would mm-hmm. be unfair to the Pokemon Go player, because for a game that came out before Pokemon Go, Ingress, you had to do the same thing. You've got to get so many uniques here and uniques there and other things in Ingress. So I think the path has already been laid for that. So it wouldn't be unfair to the Pogo player because it's that way in Ingress already.
Right. No, exactly. Right. And I think 100 isn't an outrageous number to hit, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Maybe you make it 50 because it's halfway to silver. But I think silver badge levels would be like the target. So I think 100 for the Sightseer isn't too far.
Right.
The other one was Backpacker. So that's just Pokestops at all. Like, you can spin the same Pokestop 100 times, right? Silver for that one is 1,000, right? That's not an outrageous target to hit before you get level 37. Like, you should probably be there anyway.
Nope, I agree with that.
Things that you would force people to get out and look at as many Pokestops as possible, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe you throw in catch a certain number of like the collector badge, right? So like silver catch Pokemon, you catch 500 Pokemon. That doesn't necessarily promote exploration per se, but it's just one more thing that you would throw in that the bot would have to do if you're trying to bot your way
right
to unlock Wayfair.
So essentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to find things that are hard for the bot to do
right
in order to do it. So the collector, I mean, it's not hard for a bot to catch Pokemon, we know that,
right? But like, so, and there's another one, Pokemon Ranger. Maybe you put in, you have to have a silver badge on that because that's complete 100 fields research tasks. Can the bot do that? I don't know. Probably not. That's something a human would have to do.
Well, what about, I'm going to throw this out there. What about Battle Girl? Right?
Yeah.
That's another one. You know, the silver's 100. I think if you get to a level 37, I don't think 100 battles is out of the ordinary. I mean, even if it was bronze, as far as I know, I don't know a ton about bots. So, you know, obviously people who know about bots are going to tell me I'm talking out of the backside of my tail. But I don't know if a bot can do a battle. So maybe it's just the bronze Battle Girl 10. Maybe a bot can do a battle. I don't know. But I'm just trying to think of things that a bot can do. Ace Trainer. I'm pretty sure a bot can't do Ace Trainer, right? So maybe it's just the bronze Ace Trainer, just 10 battles with your leader. Now, that's something that a rural player can absolutely do because you do not need anybody else in the world to get your Ace Trainer badge. So maybe it's something like that. You throw that in because a bot can't do that. So if somebody is like botting up 50 accounts, they're going to have to stop and do 50 battles with Ace Trainer to get that badge. And hopefully, if they're serious about doing it, they're going to do it. But that would be a speed bump that would prevent them from doing it as fast.
That's actually a really, really good one because that is one that absolutely the rural trainer, like anybody could do from their couch.
Right.
But it's definitely something that they would have to manually do themselves. So that's a really, really good one.
Yep.
I like that one. But like things like Jogger, like the bots can walk and stuff, right? Obviously.
Yep.
But yeah, just something that I'm trying to look through the badges to figure out what else.
Berry Master. I don't believe a bot can feed berries. Berry
Master's a good one, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And now, you know, I don't think you can... I'm pro rule trainer, so let me preface this before I say that. But even if you're a rule trainer, you have to be able to... You have to get off your couch and go out and do something, right? You don't have to have a stop or a gym right in front of you. But this game wants you to get out and go. So even if you're a rule trainer... It's your responsibility to go find at least one Pokestop and one gym a day. So I don't think Berry Master would be super gatekeeper-ish. And let me tell you, it doesn't really take a lot of effort to feed 100 berries in a gym. It doesn't. I feed gyms hundreds of berries every day. But then again, I'm out and about. But even if I just said I'm going to go to one gym that's closest to me and I'm going to fight it and I'm going to feed it, 10 berries. I could beat it and feed it 10 berries, get knocked out, beat it and feed it 10 berries. I could have that done in under a week. And if you're a normal, legitimate player, it's going to take you a week to get to 37 anyway. Fair?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I'm thinking about all of the potential options that if we look at the what would be the lowest common denominator would be the rule player, that you could do 100 berries to get your Berry Master.
No, 100%. Absolutely. It's definitely within the realm of possibility, because feeding berries is not, especially if you've got a gym that's got 6 Pokemon in it.
Yeah,
like you could do 60 right there.
Yep,
like in one shot.
Yep,
and you're done. Like you're almost done, right? So something that will just make people say, "Hey, I actually have to pick up the phone and do this." So maybe they do this 100 waste spot test plus a couple of badges. That's not outside of, I don't think it's too gatekeeper.
I don't think it is
something
either.
That would slow down the bots. And it would actually, I think it would probably discourage people, a lot of people from doing it.
Right. And the goal of this, for everybody listening and watching, the goal of this is Chris and I care about Wayfair. We care about all the games, but like we spend hours every week preparing for the show. And we spend hours after the show, editing the show to make sure it sounds good and make sure it looks good. So all of the things we're saying, we're not just saying this because we think we're smarter than everybody. We're really trying to put ideas out there that people can latch on that hopefully can make it better for everybody else. So that's kind of where we're coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I think we've come up with some really good ideas. I'm going to make some notes. I have my my little Snorlax notebook that I'm going to bring with me to New York with a bunch of stuff that I want to talk to the team about.
Nice.
I think we're going to get lucky because London and Osaka Go Fest are at the same time.
Yeah, right.
So they've kind of split the team.
Yeah.
Whereas New York is kind of on its own. So I think we're going to get, I hope we get Tib Antentino and a bunch of other guys.
I do too.
It's in the States.
So. Yeah. I got a chance to meet Tintino in Seattle. Really super cool guy. And I mean, super, super cool guy. Got some swag, got a chance to talk to him, gave him some Wastewater's t-shirts and some Wastewater's t-shirts for the rest of the team. Unfortunately, I'm out of all the free t-shirts now. So if they want some, they got to buy them in the merch store. But I'm really hoping that you get a chance to meet Tintino. I think you'll really groove with him. Took a ton of pictures with him and the team and the campfire team. I wonder if the campfire team is going to be there after last year's little faux pas or if they're going to have them like way far away. So yeah, hopefully you get a chance to meet Tintino. I think you'll really like him. I've never met Tib. I've only interacted with Tib on Twitter. So hopefully get a chance to meet Tib and, you know, we just have to start dropping our little notes now that like, hey, we want like 15 minutes of your time. We've got 97 things we want to talk to you about.
Maybe we don't tell them the number.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want to scare them away.
So maybe I'll edit that out. So if you guys didn't hear a number, then we edited it out. No, we'll leave it in. But yeah.
I'm going to bleep it out on the video.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Sarah Amanda, hashtag justice for Pikmin Bloom is number two on my list.
Yes. So. Yes, justice for Pikmin Bloom.
Second on my
because
list.
How can we convince Sarah Amanda to do a Pikmin Bloom podcast if they're not supporting Pikmin Bloom? I don't have a leg to stand on.
Yep, 100%.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to topic number two.
Right.
And I wanted to talk about, so a while back in, it was July, I went for a walk and found a handful of waste spots in my area that were fake.
Mm-hmm.
Either completely fake or just stuff that was not even close to where it was supposed to be. One of them, actually, two of them I found were like legitimate waste spots that were, I think, 2.5-3 kilometers away from actually where they were. One of them already existed in the game, but was 3 kilometers away. So it was just, they nominated it in two spots.
Right. Because
they wanted stops. I presume near their house, right? So I went in and I used the new abuse form, which was super easy. So I had planned on doing a report live, but I haven't had a chance to get out and take some pictures of something else that I had found in my area, because apparently my area is pretty bad.
something about your part of Canada, everybody wants to do a little Wayfair up there.
I don't know why. So I'm going to pull up the form on the screen here. So I put that in the middle of July. It was closer to the beginning of July. And a few days ago, I got a response.
Okay, it's and up on the screen now.
They said, hey, we've looked at this and we've taken action on X number of waste spots. And the next day they were gone. So the next time the game synced, all of them were gone. Some of them moved because I requested.
That's super fast.
Yeah. It took 18 days from the time that I submitted the report to the time that the report was resolved. And it was a good number of waste spots. I don't want to, you know, tip my hand here and say the actual number, but it was
as
less than 10, more than 5.
Right.
Right. And what I did, and here's some tips for people who want to report abuse. This is what I did. I went to the location of the waste spot, and then I opened up Pogo and I turned on the screen recording so that it also recorded the mic from my phone. And then I walked through what I was reporting in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, here's this waste spot. It's not actually here. It's a fake nomination. Here's why I think it's a fake nomination. And then I went in and I went into my settings and I went into uploads and I hit new Pokestop so that I could go into the part where it opens up the camera in the app. So it's all in the same video. And then I took like a 360 degree, like you would take a photosphere in old Google. And I just kind of walked around and I panned the camera around so that they could see that there, that waste spot, that point of interest was not in the location.
Was not there. Yep.
Right. So, and I think that is probably the best way because they're going to ask for like a geotagged location. But if you're using the new Pokestop function in the screen recording, you can say, hey, I'm going to click on the little map and show you that this waste spot, it's on the map where I am currently. My GPS is currently on and I'm currently here. And that way they can say, okay, cool, I believe you that you're here. And now I can watch the video and see in the video, this waste spot isn't here. Right? So I think 18 days is pretty good considering I sent them like a handful of videos that they had to watch.
18
and they
probably had days to
do their due diligence. And
fantastic. I
was great. Impressed.
That's 18 days yeah. is fantastic.
And I got a response from a person the next day that said, hey, we have your report. We're looking into it. If you have any more information. So let me back up a second. When you fill out the report, so I'm just going to, I'll blur this out. Because I don't want people getting my email. But
just put in wastebotters at pokemonprofessor.com. That way.
Yeah, well, I've already typed it. Okay. So to begin, it says, what's your name? What's your email? And then you hit next. And then it brings up a little form, kind of like a Google form, but it says, what issue are you reporting? So there's title and description, supporting information, invalid location edits, fake nominations or criteria issues, photo issues, or inappropriate behavior by an explorer. So you pick one, and then it's got a little box that says abuse report details. So you would put in here, I found someone that nominated a bunch of stops that were inappropriate or fake or 7 kilometers away from whatever, right? Your generalized abuse reports, right? And then the box below that, it says provide details of the locations, right? So this is something that I think the Intel map, if you're not aware of the Intel map and you only play Pogo, the Intel map is your best friend for this sort of thing because you can use it to get the actual GPS coordinates of the waste spot that you're reporting, right?
Yep.
So all you have to do that is share this tab instead. And once it comes up, there we go. Click on the waste spot. That's actually the one that I just, that one's mine. I had one put in. That's why I did a route for that little loop there.
Right. You want to blur that? The auto listeners. You're going to blur out the,
I'm going to blur it.
Okay.
So for the audio listeners, it's like a lake, a little pond that has a path around it. Right. So you just go in there and you click portal link and then up in your, the top bar, mm-hmm. I just realized it doesn't show it on the screen here. In the address bar of your browser, it will show the GPS coordinates.
Yep.
So you can just go there and copy it, go back to your form, and then paste it in.
Yep.
And then there you go. And then you just type in the name of the waste spot. And then right below that, so once you filled all that in, right below that, it says provide details of the abuser. And then in brackets, there's an S, so abusers. And then that you just type in the trainer name of the person who is abusing. And if you don't know, because it's like you're playing Pogro and it was an Ingress nomination and it doesn't have the name on the picture, mm-hmm. you just put I don't know, right?
Right.
Or you just put unknown or whatever.
Well, Niantic has gone out of their way to make it easier for us to
yes.
to report these nominations because it does take some work. Like what you're doing right now takes yeah. some work. And most people are like, you know what? I just don't want to do this. I'll just whatever. And then move on. But
yep.
this it's if you are trying to get the game board clean. They've made it easier for you to do these reports.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, so when I submitted this, you immediately get an email. It's an auto email that says, hey, here's your ticket number. Here's what you've reported. If you have any additional information, please reply to this email. So that's where I replied with, here is the Google Drive link to all of the videos that I mentioned in my report. So you just reply to the email with your pictures, your videos, or whatever other documentation that you have kind of separate. And that's it. And then you're done. It's that easy.
Yep.
And I got a reply the next day that was like, hey, thank you. We have your report. We're taking it seriously. We will let you know when we've finished looking through it. And it was from a person.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an automatic reply, right?
It wasn't a bot, because it came 24 hours or whatever later, a little over a day later. And it was from, it had a name on it. I think it was, the guy's name was Graham.
Right.
So I was like, cool. I'm like, yeah, you take all the time you need to look through this. Yeah. And then 18 days later.
You do your thing, man. You do your thing.
Yep. 18 days later, I got an email from someone else at Niantic. Was like, hey, standard, thank you for your abuse. We've taken action on the X number of way spots and X number of trainers or wayfinders based on your reports. We can't share it because blah, 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 privacy and stuff. And that was it. And I was like, cool, perfect. And then I checked like the next time it synced and everything was resolved, so I was super happy.
Then you had a bunch of people going, hey, I cheated to get this here and now it's gone.
Yes, there are some unhappy people in my area, but right. I've said this from the beginning, when I came on the show, it's a clean game board, it's one of my biggest priorities.
Yep.
And I 100% what's a few meters between friends, but if you're outright creating fake nominations and stuff, I got no time for you.
And you're putting your money where your mouth is, which I love. I love that.
Yep. Absolutely. So I have more cleaning up in my area than I need to do, but yeah. So super, super easy. If anybody wants assistance kind of creating a report or figuring out the right verbiage for all of this, reach out to me or Jamal on Twitter. We will absolutely help you.
You know,
or Instagram or whatever.
We have been, someone tagged me yesterday on the Facebook thread. And someone says, hey, I live on top of a mountain and I have blah, 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 you know, whatever their story was. And someone, I don't even know who it was, said, hey, reach out to Jamal Harvey. He can help you. And I'm like, whoa, 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 easy, easy. and other people were like, yeah, reach out to him. He'll help you get it. And I'm like, all right, now let's set some expectations. There has to be something eligible. No, I don't mind helping anybody. So I'm going to get back to these people on Facebook and be like, hey, give me your address or some coordinates and I'll look at the map and I'll drive the car around and see. But part of that, Chris, is I love people to reach out to us. Like, I will help anybody. You know this. I'll help anybody. But the thing the disclaimer I should tell people is you have to be willing, after I give you the suggestion, to maybe go 3-4 kilometers from your location where you're at. If I find something, like, I'll help you, but you got to be willing to go out and do the work. Like, I'll drive the car around. Yep. I'll spend a couple hours on the map, blah, blah, blah. But after that, you can't say, oh, that's too far away. I'm like, there's four things that are legitimately eligible. If you get these two things in there, you'll have a gym. But so I'm going to try to help the mountain guy and we'll see what happens there. Maybe I'll update next week.
100%. Like, if we're going to put the effort in to find you POIs, we expect that you're going to put the effort in to actually go and do it, because unless you're willing to fly us out there to get us to do it, then.
That's right. Well, remember, I had the idea and I floated it to Tintino, if I can talk, of the parachute team. I floated the idea. Like, Niantic has the balloon. And I said, Chris and I, and I've told him this since then, Chris and I will be the parachute team. You find a location on the map, you fly us and drop us in. We've got 120 nominations. We will go and use all 120 nominations, pick us up, and then take us back home. We'll be the parachute team.
Yeah, I love it.
And then once you get to level 10, then you'll have an extra. Then we'll have 160 nomination. So we can just go and right. If every weekend they want to pick us up and take us somewhere and have us go and populate the area, I'll do it. I promise you I'll do it.
I will do it too, 100%. And I'm really hoping to get to level 10 this week with that that great level 8 Ingress event that's going on. I think it starts today.
Yes, it does. At 1700 UTE, which is 1 p.m. Eastern, I think. I think I did that conversion.
I'm going to look it up. UTC to EST. And it is, you are correct, 1 p.m. Eastern today. So I'm going to go ham this weekend on that Machina stuff that's down by my park and hopefully get at least close to level 10. All right. I think we've kind of beat abuse to death and given Niantic some really good ideas like we usually do on the show. So Jamal has, when he does his shows, he has his funny stories. So when I do my shows, we're going to do a YouTube exclusive.
Ooh.
Because I don't think this will translate to
the... Is there something blinking on the screen right now that says exclusive?
I think I might have to do that now that you've mentioned it. Yes, that's actually a really good idea. So for our audio listeners, we're going to go to break. We're going to play some dad jokes, and then you'll do Waste Spot of the Week and Coal of the Week on the other side. Waste Spot of the Week, I've done it to myself. It's Norwegian.
Oh, I can't teaser. Wait.
Speaking of Top of the Mountain, too. You mentioned Top of the Mountain. Yeah. This was from the Top of the Mountain. But for our video listeners, video watchers, we're going to do some reviews. So if you're listening to the podcast on the audio, we'll see you in a second. Video users, stick around. And if you're listening on the audio, go check out the video.
What's up, fellow Waste Spotters? This is Coach Kev here, and you're listening to the Waste Spotters podcast. And you better share this with a friend, otherwise you're going to be sleeping at the bottom of Lake of the Moon with Geodude tied to your ankles.
Hey guys, welcome to the Waste Spotters podcast. I'm JT Val. Oh no, wait, I screwed that up. Clip that one. That's a good one.
Ugh, get some better jokes already. It's season 2.
Some people think prison is one word, but for a robber, it's the entire sentence. I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. Did you know that milk is the fastest substance on earth? It's pasteurized before you even know it. What rock group has four men that don't sing? Mount Rushmore. What do you call a toothless bear? A gummy bear. Why shouldn't you enter a contract with a Wolverine? Could it be because of the retractable claws? I got hit in the head yesterday with a soda can. Thankfully, it was a soft drink.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I hope you liked the dad jokes this week. We are going to jump right into Waste Spot of the Week. And I'm going to take this one. This one comes from Prince Padov in the Wayfair discussion Discord.
Friend of the show, Prince Padov.
Friend of the show, Prince Padov. And this is a cairn on the top of a, not necessarily a mountain, but this is an area that was under ice less than a couple of years ago. So it is something that they've built since the ice has started to recede.
One of the things I love about this that I'm sure you're going to cover is look at the clouds. You're at the cloud level, so it's pretty high up there.
Yeah, it's super cool. So for our audio listeners, it is a collection, like a pile of rocks made in the shape of a tower. There's some dark rocks on the bottom, some lighter colored rocks on the top, and then there's like a trail marker sign stuck in the middle of it at the top that is pointing the direction of a trail that they have made across this area. And It is super cool. So you this can, is... it looks like Jamal, said, it looks like you're looking at the same level as the clouds.
Yeah. You're up there. I don't know what elevation that is, but that's not the angle that I normally see clouds from. So
no, and it is super cool. And they were talking in the, Prince Badov was talking with some people in the Wayfarer discussion Discord about this, about there's glaciers in that area that are starting to melt and recede and revealing these areas. So now there's a whole bunch of new paths and stuff that they can walk. But it's super very sad that those glaciers are disappearing.
Yeah, that is sad. That is sad. But this is gorgeous, to use your word, this is gorgeous. This is something that
this is gorgeous.
Definitely qualifies to the definition of a point of interest. Like, at its base level definition, that's a point of interest right there.
100%. Absolutely. So the title is Verde Pa 1530 Mo. And it is, the description is Verde og Terskilt 1530 Hodemeter over Oda. Den Starlog Sturdversen over Folgafana, fantastic utstick mot Folgafana og har aden vagar vida. So this is, I translated it, it roughly is 1530 meters over, I'm guessing, the town of Oda. And it just talks about how it's a path that goes from Folgafana to hard than Garda Vida. So it's 1530 meters above sea level, right?
So that's that town is. That's for our American listeners, that's 5019 feet. So that's quite a bit up. That's quite a bit up. 5000 feet up.
Yep. Yeah, that's quite the hike.
And yeah,
that is. So yeah, this is gorgeous. Thanks, Prince Budov, for posting this.
Yes, absolutely.
And I hope that I didn't butcher the language too bad.
All right.
What do we got next? Coal of the week.
All right, hold on one.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal. All
right. Love that jingle,
coal,
right?
Coal week number one. Yes, I love it. Why don't you take this one and I'll take the next one.
All right. So coal of the week number one comes to us from the Ferrix in the official Wayfarer forums. I don't think we featured anything from the Wayfarer forums in a hot second, but they posted with the title, "This has to be coal of the week." Thank you, the Ferrix, for listening. And yes, this is coal of the week. When I saw that, I was like, yes, the forum is using the lingo. I love it. All right.
Yeah.
So
I love it. Yeah.
This one, my goodness. Chris says at the end of his shows, it's not that far. Get out of your car. This person obviously is not listening to you, Chris, because not only did they not get out of their car, the POI picture, if I can describe it for everyone. So the title and description is The Promised Church, and there's no description. Like it just says no description. But the picture... If I showed this picture to someone and said, describe to me what you see in this picture, the nomination that they're trying to portray is the church, but what they're actually taking a picture of is the rearview mirror or the side mirror. It's you see the entire frame of the car and the window, and you see the side mirror, and if you look closely, you can it's awful. The church is in the background. This is like textbook how you mess up a church. There's really only a couple of ways you can mess up a church, and they messed up a church. The supporting photo is greater community atmosphere, but the atmosphere, my brother or sister, is your car and your side mirror, and you have found a lump of coal.
Yep. So the comments on the thread this was posted on were golden. Someone said, that's complete rubbish, but at least it's a legit candidate? Imagine that exact same photo style, but the candidate is a stop sign. And then Niantic Aaron replied to that one with like the laughing crying emoji.
Yes, absolutely. And then
someone else was like, The Ferex actually replied and said, hopefully you will use this nomination to further train the AI. And then Niantic Aaron replied, that's being done already. So hopefully things like this don't make it through into voting.
Yes.
Much longer. But like, that's a terrible photo.
That's a terrible photo. Like, I see a license plate of the Jeep.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, there's just so many things wrong with this. Like, what would it have hurt this nominator to open their car door, get out, take two steps to the left, snap the photo, get back in? It's not raining.
Get back in your car.
It's not raining.
No, exactly.
It looks to be overcast, so it's probably not that hot. I don't see any excuse for you not to jump out of the car and take the photo. Like, I don't.
Yeah. It's you know, it's a bad photo when you can see a license plate in the side view mirror of your car. Like, that's it's like carception, man.
Oh man. Ugh, so terrible. Bad. So bad. All right. What's Call of the Week number two?
Call of the Week number two is something that I found when I was doing my reviews the other day. And it is, the title is La Maison Decoratives Halloween. The description is Decoration Halloween 2021. So
The
first question is, how long has this been in voting? Right?
Oh no.
If this is 2021 Halloween decorations, right? So let me pull up. It's literally Halloween decorations, like inflatable Halloween decorations in front of someone's house.
Yep.
You can see there's a blow up archway that's orange. It's got spiders on it. There's an inflatable ghost off to the one side. To the other side, there's like the pumpkins and those little plastic gravestones that you put in your yard. So someone has done a pretty decent job of decorating their front yard for Halloween. But
this is someone that did not understand the assignment.
Oh God, no. So let's go through the list here. One, private residential property. Two, it's temporary. Three, I can see a license plate. And it's taken at a night, so like it's kind of like a blurryish night photo that's not great.
Right.
There's just so much wrong with this. But like, why 2021? Is this photo something that they've had since 2021? And they were just like, hey.
Yeah, a couple of things. So it could be a situation like my area where it just takes forever to go through. Or they're like, oh, maybe. I'm going through my list on my phone. Oh, this was, I remember taking this photo and they did it now. So I don't know.
When I saw this, I was like, I don't understand.
They doubled down on the supporting photo and took a picture from essentially the same angle, but during the day.
Yep.
Like,
yep. Okay. It's definitely a daytime photo.
Okay. So you submitted, they submitted the nighttime photo because it's got the lights, and then they submitted the daytime photo just for poops and giggles, I guess so.
Poops and giggles. I don't understand. Like, why was this? Do they not put these directions up in 2022?
I don't know.
Do they have different directions? Were they not as cool? Are they trying to get kids to show up to their house for Halloween every? I don't know. What are you trying to do here?
Just park a van out in front and write free candy on it. I don't know. It's cold.
it's cold.
It's cold.
Oh. All right. I think that's the show. You got anything else you want to add before I sign us off?
I had an idea, but it's going to take us in a different direction. I'll tease it now. We can talk about it next week. Going back to this, Cole, I've often thought about Niantic putting the date that you inputted into the system on the POI so you know when they submitted it.
That's a good idea.
But anyways, that's going to be
really good idea.
That's going to be a topic next week, but we'll tease it now so people can talk about it and we'll discuss it next week. But continue.
That's a really good idea. That is a really good idea. Something. All right. So that's it. Thank you everybody for listening and watching to this episode of the Wavespotters. We really appreciate it. A big thank you goes out to our executive producer, King at the Cons, and to all of our patrons. Kate, thank you very much for the heads up about the Ingress event this weekend. I'm going to abuse the heck out of that. Not to use a bad word there, but I'm going to go ham and get level 10. If you're enjoying what you hear or what you see, there's a few ways that you could show us. First, follow us on our socials. We are on Twitter at Wayspotters. That is probably the best place to get a hold of us if you do want to get a hold of us. Tag us in a post, DM us. We love it. We are also on Instagram at Wayspotters Podcast. And we are on TikTok at I Make Wayspots. We are incredibly responsive. We love interacting with our listeners and our viewers. And we are talking to people all the time. Second, visit our website, www.wayspotters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you can download and watch the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website or email us, wayspotters@pokemonprofessor.com. Some of you who are watching this on YouTube, please subscribe, hit the like button. We are up over 120 subscribers at this point, so we would like to push to 200. So we are on, if you're not watching on YouTube, we are at YouTube at Wayspotters Podcast. Go check us out. YouTube exclusive stuff this week. So good stuff. Third, leave us a voicemail on our hotline, 704-426-3710. We love playing voicemails on the show. So go drop us a message and we'll definitely play it on the show and highlight you. Finally, if you are not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join for as little as $1 US a month. I think that's down to like $1.34 Canadian. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pokemon Professor. You'll have access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the whole network, including Wayspotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Jamal and I are very active in that, along with a lot of other people. There's some really good discussions going on there, so consider joining. With that, we look forward to you listening and watching us next week. Thank you for joining us on Wayspotters. And remember, it's not that far. Get out of your car. We'll be right back.